Now, we are at the All-Star break for Major League Baseball, and that's a good thing if you're a Tigers fan, because that means that today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, you don't have to subject yourself to this terrible baseball team that's 29 games below 500. 29 games below 500. They go on a 25-game winning streak, and they're still below 500. Think about that. That's how bad this team has been. And, well, the guy who's been running the team for almost 4 years is Al Avila. And it's amazing. I came on the air on the 4th of July at 8 p.m. Some of you might have even heard my show. And the 4th of July is also known as Independence Day. And on Independence Day, I declared my independence from Al Avila. I said, this rebuild isn't working. He's a bad general manager. He deserves to be fired. That's what I said. In order to be fired, you have to have been doing a job and been doing a pretty horrible job. The biggest reason that I presented for why Al Avila deserved to be fired was that in year three of his rebuild, there should be at least a player, preferably two or three, on the roster who would be locks for the 2022 team and be above average players on that team. As you look at this current roster, specifically when you look at position players, nobody fits that category. Miguel Cabrera will be on the team, but he will be a below average player. Is Matt Boyd guaranteed to be on that team? No. Is Shane Green guaranteed to be on that team? No. Jamer Candelario and Christian Stewart could be above average players by then, but right now they're below average players. And while Candelario's hitting better recently, I mean, it could just be a little spurt, and he could be back down in Toledo in mid to late August. When you've got nobody on your roster, specifically from a positional player standpoint, who you can point to and say he's guaranteed to be on the Tigers roster and above and be an above average player in 2022, that's a sign that you're not doing your job. Because we know that rebuilds take a long time, when nobody expects the Tigers to be even close to 500 right now, but it's about developing players. And when the player development at the major league level is not showing any signs that it's working out, then he needs to go. Especially when we're approaching 4 years since him taking over the Tigers. And then a funny thing happened the day after I declared my independence from Al Avila. The Tigers said, you can declare all you want, Brian Chapman. You can declare all you want, folks that agreed with Brian Chapman that he deserves to be fired. But we're going to give Al Avila an extension, and we're going to make it a multi-year extension, meaning he'll be here through at least 2022. The end of this year, the end of next year, the end of the year after that, and the year after that. Whereas I say you get fired if you're proven to have done a bad job, which I suggest he's doing a bad job. And I just gave one example of why he's doing a bad job. In order to get an extension, it's not, well, he's not doing a bad job. It's that Al Avila should be proving to himself that he's, or proving to the Tigers brass and preferably the fans as well, that he's doing a good or great job. I don't know anybody outside of the Tigers organization who thinks that Al Avila is doing better than a, you know, if you want to grade him, a grade of C or a grade of incomplete. Nobody gives him a grade of A. I think Al Avila is a bad general manager who should be fired, and the Tigers have the polar opposite view that he's doing such a great job that he deserves a multi-year extension. When the Tigers are headed toward their worst regular season since 2003, when they lost 119 games, when they are almost guaranteed of a top five pick for a third consecutive year, when they're going to have at least 98 losses for a third year, when there's nobody on the major league roster who's guaranteed to be an above average player on the team in 2022. Al Avila's done such a great job that he deserves a contract extension when the Tigers were competing In his first full year as a GM or trying to compete, he decides to go out and spend big money on Jordan Zimmerman and then says, I present to you to round out this rotation, Mike Pelfrey. When he says, you know what, I'm giving up on Jose Iglesias, and here he is at the All-Star break with as many home runs as Miguel Cabrera. When he says, you know what, I'm giving up on James McCann, and I didn't blame him because James McCann looked bad last year, and James McCann will be playing tomorrow. Grayson Griner will not be playing tomorrow. Bobby Wilson will not be playing tomorrow. John Hicks will not be playing tomorrow because James McCann is a slugging cleanup hitter for the White Sox. How about that for an eye for talent? This is a bad move by the Detroit Tigers. Friday was a dark day in Detroit Tigers history. I'm 34 years old. I've never seen the Detroit Tigers World Series. And I'm going to be 40 before they make the playoffs again, assuming Al Avila keeps his job. I think the Tigers are doomed because of their decision to give Al Avila a contract extension. What do you think? Was this the right move to give Avila a contract extension because you're just floored by how great of a job he's done building this team up? Farm system up to the majors? Are you like me where you say, this is a disaster, he's a bad general manager, he should be fired? Or are you in between where you say, wait a second, too early to say he should be fired, too early to say he should be given an extension, why not let him ride it out until the end of the year or even until the end of next year? Where do you stand with regards to Al Avila and this Tigers rebuild? I think that both are a disaster. Get some of your feedback on that coming up next, plus more of your feedback on whether you want Russell Westbrook to be a Piston. I am Brian Chapman, 97.1 The Ticket. 97.1 The Ticket.